my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Welcome to Lies, Changes, Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed. And in this podcast, we dig deep into the stories we tell ourselves, the lies we've been told, the changes we make, and the truths we uncover along the way. Life is a journey, a constant evolution from one version of ourselves to the next. But what happens when the stories we've been telling ourselves no longer serve us? When the lies we believed, whether from others or from within, hold us back from becoming our truest selves? The Bible tells us in John 8:32, "And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Each episode, we'll explore how truth can free us from the lies and false narratives we've been holding on to. Every episode, we explore personal transformation and challenge the narratives that keep us stuck. Whether you're navigating self-doubt, facing lies others have told you, making changes for the better, or searching for your truth, this is the place for you. So let's dive in and start our journey of truth together.
Play Green. Stop searching for the miracle and be the miracle. This ain't gonna be lyrical, this is straight facts. Stop waiting on the change and be the change. This ain't new news, this go way back. Stop waiting on someone to get it for you, go get it for yourself. Take your pride back. If God is your motivator, then you can do all things. Believe that. My power is divine, every line aligned with the higher power, receive that.
What's up, guys, beautiful souls? I'm so sorry for the delay. I know I'm uploading this episode a little late. Remember a couple of pods ago, I told you about my time management. Well, I'm still working on it. But I pray you're feeling blessed and all is well with you, your family, and your friends. I pray you're in good health and your mind and your spirit are at peace. This is Lies, Changes, Truth, and I'm your host, BK Blessed. You know, I was reflecting on how sometimes we spend our lives chasing things that we think will make us happy and satisfy our desires. Success, relationships, material things. Only to find out that those things we were chasing were no good for us. And it brought me to today's topic. The truth about our purpose. Did you know you weren't created for your own purpose, your own will, or your own desires? You might not like or agree with what I'm saying, but if you could just entertain me for a short while, because I know that there's freedom in understanding this truth. Now picture this. You're at a party. And everybody's vibing to the music. Then you decide to whip out your phone and start playing your own playlist through the speakers. It's madness and chaos. People are mad. The DJ is confused and somebody's auntie's looking at you like, "What is wrong with this kid?" That's what it's like when we try to live for our own purpose. God's the DJ. The party is life. And you're over here thinking your Spotify playlist of Do What I Want Volume 1 is better than his divine mix. I shouldn't have to tell you that it's not. And I know we live in a world that tells you to follow your heart. Do what makes you happy and live your truth. I truly think those are some of the greatest lies we've ever been sold. Because Jeremiah 17:9 warns us, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? When we try to take control of our lives without God, we chase things that feel good in the moment but leave us empty in the end. It's like drinking salt water when you're thirsty. It only makes you thirstier. And if you were to be honest, How many times you thought you knew what was best? Only to find out later, you were so wrong. That relationship you swore was the one. That job you thought would just make you so happy. We can't make decisions just because they feel good at the time. We need God's guidance or we're just fumbling in the dark. Listen, you were created by God and for God. Colossians 1:16 says, "For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him." You caught that? It's not for your job, not for your dreams, not even for your family. You're created for him. And I know we live in a world that glorifies self. Self-fulfillment, self-care, self-expression. And while there's a place for those things, they can't be the center of our lives. When we prioritize our desires over God's will, it creates a constant battle between what we want and what God knows is best for us. Romans 8:7 says, "The mind governed by the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law, nor can it do so." It's uncomfortable to surrender. It's uncomfortable to say, "God, not my will, but yours be done." But we all know that growth happens in discomfort. Transformation happens when we let go of control and trust the one who holds the blueprint of our lives. And maybe you all never had the issue of believing that you knew what's best for yourself. When I really think about it, I often prayed not for God's will, but for him to bless my plans. I definitely say things like, "God, you know what I'm trying to do. Please just make it come to pass." Or, "Lord, I need you to fix this situation in the specific way that I need it to be fixed." But Isaiah 55:8 through 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Beautiful souls, this is where trust comes in. Trusting that God's plan is not only better than yours, but that it's also for your good. Living for God's purpose doesn't mean giving up your dreams. It means submitting them to him and trusting that he will either refine them or replace them with something better. I want you to think about what it is you're chasing right now. What if what you're pursuing is keeping you from walking in the purpose that God has for you? Because living for God's purpose means aligning your life with his will. It means asking not what do I want to do, but what does God want to do through me? Proverbs 19:21 reminds us, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." I want you to meditate on that. No matter how much we plan, it's always God's purpose that stands. So why not surrender it from the start? And I'm telling you, our hearts are wired for something bigger than this world can offer. That's why no amount of money, power, or pleasure will ever be enough. And you're not just here to work, pay bills, and binge watch Netflix. You were designed with intention by the creator of the universe. I need you to understand this. You were created on purpose, for a purpose. Ephesians 2:10 says, For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So what are the lies that's keeping us from surrendering to God's purpose? Lie number one, it's my life and I can do what I want. First of all, let's clear this up. It's not your life. You didn't create yourself, did you? Psalms 103 says, "Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture." I know some of y'all are like, "But BK, it's my body, my choices, and my time." And listen, I get it. But let's keep it real. If we're the shepherds of our own lives, then why do we keep walking into the same thorny bushes over and over again? Lie number two. I just want to be happy. And who doesn't, right? But guess what? Happiness is a temporary feeling. And feelings are as unreliable as that friend who says they'll be there in 5 minutes, but hasn't even left the house yet. True joy comes from walking in step with God's plan, not chasing after your own fleeting desires. And lie number three, I'll surrender later. This is one of the most dangerous lies because it assumes that we have time. But James 4:14 says, "You do not even know what will happen tomorrow." I want you to think of your life as a lighthouse. Its sole purpose is to shine, to guide others to safety. When we live for God's glory, we become lighthouses in a dark world. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "Life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" When we live for God, our lives naturally overflow into serving others and reflecting His love. And your purpose, it's not about what you do. It's about who you glorify. And family, the truth is, you were not created to live for yourself. You were designed to honor God, to serve His kingdom, and to walk in His purpose. And when you do, you'll find a joy, peace, and a satisfaction that nothing else can provide. As we close, I want to leave you with this verse. Romans 12:1-2 says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Lies Changes Truth. I'm your host, BK Blessed. And I hope today's episode encouraged you to let go of your plans and embrace the purpose God has for you. If this episode blessed you, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. You can connect with me on Facebook at Lies Changes Truth and on Instagram at Lies_Changes_Truth. Until next time, stay blessed, stay surrendered, and stay you.
This is your time, this is your life. You're gonna be all right, you're gonna be all right. Be a motivator, be an innovator, be the best you. Block out the haters. Winners fail and fail, but a failure quits. Go through the fire, cause your path is lit. You'll get through the pain, it might hurt a bit. That's how you get your weight up, so move all these mountains, knock down these walls, and break all these bricks. Don't let the devil fool you, see through the tricks. Can you feel the power? Yeah, you getting stronger. Can you make it through? Yeah, you got through harder.
See the time is now, can't wait no longer. Cast out the fears, no more paranoia. This is destiny, time to grab a hold. This is meant to be, time to let it go. Believe in yourself, God's in control. This the realest thing I ever wrote to whom it may concern. This is your life, this is your time. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. Follow God's plan, follow His light. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. Have no fear, cause He's right here. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright. This is your time, this is your life. You're gonna be alright, you're gonna be alright.